This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, already back by end of the third and final hour of this worldwide broadcast. I am scheduled to have Robert Fisk of the London Independent talk about what he witnessed while covering the war in Iraq, including the evidence that the looting of Iraq Museum was premeditated and aided by U.S. efforts. Robert Fisk is Britain's most highly decorated foreign correspondent. He has received the British International Journalism of the Year Award 7 times. And he was in Baghdad, and he's coming up about, I'm told, 20 minutes. But he's in Lebanon, so we'll try to get that connection through and get that interview in the bag, as they say, coming up. In the meantime, we're going to take your calls. We've got wide-open phones. And we'll get to your calls after this quick break on any of the issues. The plunging dollar, Bush says he wants it to plunge. It's good now, I guess. We've lost our industry, now our fiat currency. Oh, yeah, when you lose all your jobs, you're going to find out how real good it is. But that's okay. Just wave a plastic, desecrated American flag. Everything will be all right. As what the flag symbolizes, our liberties, our freedoms is disappearing. Bush has announced massive gun crackdowns, federal charges for anyone that has a gun that's not supposed to. People that have guns that are going to the shooting range in most states, it's already illegal. They want to ban all semi-automatic shotguns, and it's just absolutely out of control. That's coming up. Terror laws attack civil liberties, a BBC article, that's coming up. Also, Applied Digital Solutions, the communist Chinese IBM-owned company, says they've got their satellite tracker chip up and working and ready for you and your family. We'll get to that. A poll, economy remains top priority, but Bush's people say no, it's the war on terror. Ooh, look, there were just bombings in Saudi Arabia. See, we're right. Give us all your liberties. Also, media execs push ownership rule changes so they can have total monopoly. They're talking about merging the big three networks already. They've already merged their news gathering as of 3 years ago in network news services. Homeland Security again considers drone patrols. Has nothing to do with fighting illegals, about tracking you. And News Corp with Rupert Murdoch beats expectations. Of course it does. Congress moves to back tactical nuke use against all these foreign enemies that they've armed and built up. The new $20 bill gets colorful redesign. It's blue, pink, and green with red. And this is just the first for the cashless society. The multinational approach to tackle crime, that's coming up. Global government merging this system. U.S. seeks to end EU biotech moratorium. They want the biotech engineering. Also, doctored photo from the London Evening Standard from thememoryhole.com. Got a great area in the memory hole showing where they doctor photos for the news. Already Running Man-like type propaganda. Horrible new gun bills being supported by Governor Pataki and the Democrats in New York. Gun dealers question impact of bill targeting ammo purchases. You'll have to register your guns to buy ammo. Also, IMF World Bank joined forces with WTO. They were all owned and founded by the same groups, all these global organizations. At least 30 dead in Chechnyan suicide bombing. Neil Bortz says America is a police state. We'll get to that. It is all coming up. Plus, the New York Times is losing massive credibility because of their lying reporters. We will discuss all of it in the next 55 minutes and 20 seconds that we have left. But first, some of your calls when we return. What's America going to look like? What's our economy going to be when we have no manufacturing? We don't have a strong dollar to buy slave goods. When even McDonald's is shutting down a lot of their stores, what's going to happen? That's a question for you. And when are we going to see more terror attacks that legitimize the police state here in the United States? Toll-free number to join me, 1-800-259-9231. I'm Alex E. Jones. The websites are PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
You're sick because you allow yourself to remain sick. And you remain sick because you don't provide your body with the enzymes and other nutrients that only come from raw foods. You haven't alkalized your body. In fact, you continue to acidify it with a primarily cooked food diet. You still use either meat, fish, eggs, and or dairy products for your protein instead of spirulina and chlorella, the two most important protein superfoods known. Finally, you don't consume ionized water, normal tap water that is transformed into a powerful antioxidant that is very alkaline, balancing your body pH as it brings you into homeostasis. It's also very hydrating and, more importantly, extremely detoxifying. If you want to learn more on how to naturally rid the body of any disease, listen to Achieving Great Health with Bob McCauley, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m. Central, 7 Eastern. Call 1-888-826-4448 to learn more or visit Bob on the Internet at www.watershed.net. Your health simply cannot wait any longer.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
It is so incredibly naive of people to say, oh, the government's not corrupt, they never do anything wrong, powerful people don't want more control and to run our lives. How ridiculous. Oh, you say the government's involved in corruption, you prove how they have been involved. Well, that's just what they do. They can't help it. Don't be so extreme. Over and over and over again, we hear this. And then if you actually look at all the crimes of the New World Order, the things they've done, the things they've been involved in, it is mind-blowing, mind-boggling. And it's a tiny cabal of a few thousand minions, top minions, and think tank experts that write the policy, but the orders come from a handful, a few dozen families that publicly own the world's central banks, the IMF, the World Bank, the whole Kit Kat and caboodle. How do we resist them? We expose them. We expose their system. We expose how ruthless they are. We educate people that the globalists don't care about the economy, don't care about their lives, that they want to control you, that they want to dumb you down. Michael in Rhode Island, a WALE 50,000-watt blowtorch listener, welcome to the airwaves, sir. Go ahead.
How are you doing today, Alex?
Good, my friend. What's on your mind?
I don't know if you're aware that Bach and Rose, his place was just raided last Tuesday.
For those that don't know, Larkin Rose, yeah, I talked about it Saturday. had a deal exposing the private nature of the IRS and the Federal Reserve. Also, the IRS fighter who'd written some good books has had his book banned by a judge.
Irwin Schiff.
Irwin Schiff. So it's all part of the new freedom, isn't it?
Yeah, I think we got them. I think we're getting to them because they're starting to go after people illegally now.
Well, you know, when We the People ran four, they plan to run eight, full page, front section, USA Today ads listing U.S. code with the Federal Reserve's private, the IRS is a private collection agency, how the scam works, that the 16th Amendment was never ratified, that got them on the run, and they called the USA Today and told them, don't run those ads.
Oh, yeah, I'm very familiar with that.
And all the ads did was list the U.S. code.
Yeah, I know. And I was also reading about, I heard an interview with Peter Kershaw. Have you ever heard of him?
Yes, I have.
Has he been on your show yet?
No. Tell us about Peter Kershaw.
Well, he's a pastor. He runs Heal Our Land Ministries out of Missouri. And he exposes the 501c3 of the church becoming incorporated.
You know, that's the funny thing. The Bill of Rights says Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. How then are there hundreds of laws on churches? They tricked them into signing a contract civilly. That's how they get control. The government should have nothing to do with churches, but they've turned separation of church and state, it was in a letter from Jefferson, around, I mean, government runs churches, not the churches run government.
Yeah, and that's the problem. They don't want to say anything. Speak out what they're supposed to speak out against because they'll
lose. Number one, churches really can. They just can't endorse a particular candidate, even under the regulations, but the feds tell them they can't do anything. Can't speak about anything, and we all know that's a fraud.
Oh yeah, I try explaining that to my pastor, and he's not as educated as far as all this as I am.
Well, can he read the First Amendment? Can he do that?
Yeah, he can, but he says, you know, we incorporate first, you know, it gives us benefits and stuff. And I said, I don't think we should be one.
Yeah, that's it. They sign the contract.
Right. Very dangerous.
Hey, are folks waking up in your area of Rhode Island?
Yes. More and more are waking up, thanks to your show and to Deadline Live. Now, it's another good show out here.
That's Mr. Blood.
Mr. Blood, yes.
Yeah, I know that I've been on some of the other fine shows they've got, and a 50,000-watt AM covering, what, three states. And I talked to the program director. He said that now the other stations are having to tell the truth, and callers are all calling in about my show and Deadline Live and the other shows. And that it's really having an effect. All we need is the airwaves. We can get the changes made.
Oh, yeah, I see it happening. You know, my parents still think I'm crazy, but oh well. I'd rather, that means I'm on the right side, you know?
Absolutely. Appreciate the call.
You have a great day.
Good to talk to you. Mike in New York. Does anybody care about the dollar plunging? Do you see what a big deal that is? What'd you call about, Mike? Chris, go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, how you doing today? I got to say, I understand everything you're saying. A few years ago, I would have thought it was a bunch of bunk until, you know, different traffic stops and different boat stops and crazy things like that where, you know, you're basically told you have no rights. But how do you think you can wake people up? That's my my concern. It just seems as long as people have, as long as they're working and they got something to eat and they have a house to live in, they really could care less, you know?
Well, that's not really the case. You know, we all have this attitude. You know, how can somebody know all the baseball and football scores, but they can't tell you what the First Amendment is or the Fourth or the Fifth Amendment? We've got to relearn that. You've got to explain to people what the globalists are doing to them. Give them some medical stuff on aspartame, that it's a deadly wood alcohol put in there to cause medical illness, to make money for the big pharma system. Show somebody that, or maybe they'll wake up. Because the environmentalists are trying to regulate the use of their land. Show them how it's a land rights scam. Or maybe they're a gun owner. Show them how Bush wants to register all their guns and ban semi-automatic shotguns. That'll wake them up, get them going. One of the best tools I've found, Chris, is my videos. That's why I say you're able to make copies of my films. If people just get Road to Tyranny, frankly, it's our best film. Police State 3 is excellent. The others are wonderful as well. Make copies, which I authorize people to do. I mean, who else does that? Get them out to people. We're having a percent conversion rate. People are waking up when they see it. Let me tell you a story. I do radio interviews almost every day. If I skip a day, I have two the next day. I've done over 800 since 911. And about 100 people have called in to disagree. And I don't know, 3,000 or 4,000 or 5,000, I haven't counted, have called in who agree. But I'll be on a show on KOA covering 30 states. They'll take 30 calls. One person might disagree. I've done whole shows on KFI in Los Angeles where one person or no one calls in to disagree. Liberal shows, conservative shows, when you tell it like it is, when you lay it out, when you're not apologetic about it, when you tell them about history and remind them, the light bulb turns on because people have already heard about all this. They just never consciously put it all together. We just bring it into their conscious mind's focus. Also, when I do these radio interviews, routinely people call in and they say, I could be on in San Francisco, New York, I could be on in Miami. They go, I saw you on Access TV. I saw your video here in Houston. It's incredible. My neighbor gave me a copy. I never heard you on the air, but my neighbor gave me a copy. He's having block parties showing the videos. Keep doing that, sir.
Give it a shot.
Well, let me tell you, you heard Senator Graham say there's, quote, a cover-up of 911.
Right.
I mean, how, you know, it's getting incredible. More of us have to stand up till there's millions of targets. Then they can't stop us.
Well, it just seems that they could care less at this point. You know, they're going to tell you that, yeah, we want everything, and nobody seems to want to do anything as a result of that.
Well, here's my frustration. You say you would have heard me a few years ago, thought I was a kook.
Well, no, I heard a lot of conspiracy theory type of things, not you specifically, but people saying, oh, well, you know, the police, you know, they don't have any regard for your rights and such things as that. And I always thought it was bunk until one time I got pulled over for speeding, and the cop must have asked me probably 15 times if I had anything illegal in the car, and you know he was going to search my car, and just on and on and on. And it was at that point I realized, you know, this is serious.
Well, that's when people wake up, is when it happens to them. But let me tell you something. This is so very important, the points you've raised. That cop's going to wake up when they take his pension fund. You need to tell him before they take it. Here's a 9-page printout of Alex Jones interviewing Greg Palast from the BBC, where the BBC reporter says the Rothschilds are trying to stop him. Their World Bank documents say they're going to devalue the dollar, implode the economy.
Mm-hmm.
That's over a year ago. So when they take his pension fund, he knows who did it. Because the problem is the globalists will carry out their terror, financial, drugs, crime, terror, everything, different ways of terror, and pose as our saviors. The number one message is, who are the terrorists? Because 90% of government's good people. They're just ignorant. They've been warped into believing this mindset, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
This is how they're doing it, and it's up to you to break your conditioning and to be focused. Now, here's a big problem. The government, with the X-Files and the overnight talk shows, on purpose has put out conspiracy theorists that talk about no moon landing, flying saucers, Martians at the South Pole, Yeti, the Chupacabra, all of this, and then out of 10 guests, they'll have one on that talks about how FEMA, with executive orders, can take all your rights. Now, we can prove FEMA can take all your rights, put you in forced labor camps. That's documented public record. But they mix it in with all this kooky stuff, Planet X, aliens, abductions, they mix it in on purpose. Then when the neighbor hears you talk about FEMA, they heard FEMA on the X-Files mixed in with flying saucers. And the government put out reports in the 60s saying they were going to do that. To where if you talk about real stuff, they've mixed it in with garbage.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Absolutely.
I mean, everything I told people 3 years ago, I said, the Federal Reserve says they're going to track and trace your money, devalue it if you don't keep it in the bank, they're going to change the color to rainbow and red and all this. I got calls. You lying nut. Where'd you hear that? I go, Federal Reserve. Well, where is it? I can't find it on your site. And I go, it's on the main page. Well, it's in all the newspapers. It's coming out right now.
Well, what are the new things they did to the $20 bill that they're not talking about? Any idea what they're doing?
Well, no, I know. The Federal Reserve told me 3 years ago on their website.
Mm-hmm.
All I do is read their own documents. They said they're going to take everything you've got. They're going to devalue the money. You're going to have federal retraining. They're going to break the families up. They're going to dumb you down. The new economy is going to be surveillance in prisons, my friend.
I know. I agree with you. You're absolutely right. We'll keep trying to do what we can do.
Thank you. Yeah, all I do is cover 100% documented information. And then occasionally I'll speculate and go, there's been a tragic bombing. Who stands to gain? I wonder.
Our founding fathers wrote down for all time our most precious documents of freedom. The Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and Lincoln's Gettysburg Address. These are the purest forms of our country's freedom before the thousands of politicians got their hands on them. The Declaration in Washington, D.C. can barely be read. It has faded that much. Now is your chance and your patriotic duty to have it in your home or office. We bring them to you by using an 11-step process, reproducing these historic documents in exacting detail on antiqued parchment paper all ready for framing. But you don't just get the Declaration, which sells for over $100 when framed, but all four documents for just $24.95, shipping included. And as a special gift for ordering now, you will also receive a commemorative U.S. Constitution proof silver dollar with your order. Call now toll free 800-686-2237 and order the documents of freedom. Don't wait, do it today. The number 800-686-2237.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa. Are you prepared? Seems that more terrorism on our soil is inevitable. Chemical attacks, biological, nuclear, who knows for sure what dangers lie ahead for America. Recent articles have pointed to vulnerability in our agricultural industry. An attack on our food supply would be devastating. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute has been alerting people to this very real possibility for years. She's helped many of us to prepare for these threats to our survival. Call the ARC Institute today at 1-800-255-1912 and ask about protecting your family's food supply with heirloom seeds. Heirloom seeds have been carefully passed down from generation to generation, preserving America's ability to feed herself. We've certainly been getting some conflicting advice from Washington on how to protect against biological and chemical attacks. Jerry can help here, too. The book, Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, will give you all the information you'll need to ensure your family's safety. They say you can't buy happiness, but peace of mind is available at the ARC Institute. Call the ARC Institute today, toll-free, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or visit arcinstitute.com.
All right, my friends, we do have him joining us from Lebanon over in the Middle East. He's Robert Fisk. We already read his bio earlier in the hour for you. And we've got links to his stories at Infowars.com. He writes for the London Independent. He's here to talk about evidence that the museums were premeditated with our government aiding them. Also to talk about the real casualties and the cover-ups and the propaganda of these embedded CIA, basically, reporters. Joining us is Robert Fisk from Lebanon. Sir, thank you for coming on, and what are some of the key things you saw during Gulf War II?
Well, first of all, I wouldn't say the Americans were involved in the cover-up, and I don't think my colleagues who were, quote, embedded, unquote, and I hate that word, with the American military were CIA agents.
Okay, I was going for one of those
stories. But I do think the story is a lot more complex than your media have been making it out to be.
Okay, what's really going on?
One of my most abiding memories was walking around the wreckage of the archaeological museum in Baghdad, my feet literally crunching on thousands of years of history as bits of pots simply crumbled away beneath the feet of myself and the guardians of the museum after the wrecking of the in some cases, 5,000 years of tactile history. And I'd have to say that in some circumstances, the civilian dead and wounded whom I saw as a result of American firepower were a shameful example of what the American government and my own British government said was a war to liberate Iraq. Having said all that, there are two sides to every story. At the moment, as we know, thousands of corpses are being dug up in the town of Hilla, which I went to actually under American air attack, but which of course now is free for Iraqis to dig up their dead. And we are seeing, as we knew we would see, the physical results of the corrupt and despotic regime of Saddam Hussein. That, however, does not justify an invasion against all international law, which is what I and many of my colleagues believe the American-British invasion was. But we must always remember that Saddam's regime was a pretty terrible one, and not just a pretty one, it was a really terrible one. And I was saying that 20 years ago when the British government was saying that I was wrong to say it, because in those days, of course, Saddam Hussein's regime was on our side and we thought that Iraq was a nice country.
Well, that's the point. He was a CIA hitman.
Saddam Hussein was doing what we wanted.
He was a CIA hitman in 58. They supported him in 76, supported him in the 80s. They tried to say that that facility with all the bodies that were in exchange with the Iranians. What do you know about that case?
Look, there's no doubt that we supported Saddam Hussein. It is factually correct. Not only did the Germans give him the gas, not only did the biological warfare capabilities of the Iraqi regime come courtesy of the United States. We know that in 1982, at the height of Saddam Hussein's use of gas against the Iranians, against all the rules of war, we know that President Reagan sent an envoy to Baghdad to ask and plead to Saddam Hussein to reopen the American embassy. And that envoy, as we know, was Donald Rumsfeld. We know, too, that the following year he met Tariq Aziz, the number two in the Iraqi regime, on the very day that the United Nations issued its first report about the use of Iraqi gas against the Iranian army. My own memories of that period are very clear, because when Donald Rumsfeld was in Iraq, shaking hands with a warm smile with Saddam Hussein, I was on a military hospital train in Iran, traveling back to Tehran with hundreds of Iranian soldiers who had just been gassed in the trenches by Saddam's forces. They were sitting in their compartments reading the Quran, coughing mucus and blood into handkerchiefs. And after several hours, I realized that the terrible smell in the railway compartments was caused by the gas that they were themselves coughing out of their lungs. And I went round the train, opening the windows of the compartments to get the gas out of the carriages.
Now,
I, too, did not want to breathe in this gas. This was at the very moment that Donald Rumsfeld was shaking hands with Saddam Hussein. So what I'm saying is, please don't tell me this was about weapons of mass destruction or human rights abuses. This was not what the war was about.
Well, we know it was about a military base. The Project for New American Century has said that it was about oil. How do we have them admitting in their own policies what they were going to do and then later trying to deny it?
Well, this is really a question I think you have to ask American politicians, not British journalists. You know, the whole issue of the Project for the New American Century and those people who were behind it, as we know, came up during the Clinton period. What is extraordinary is that when the same policy came up and was acted upon and was made real in the Bush administration.
Tell you what, stay there,
you're
Robert
a journalist.
Fisk. Robert Fisk, we got a break. One more segment with you after this quick 3-minute break. And I want to finish up with that and then talk about what you saw in Baghdad, what the conditions are like right now in Iraq.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Nuclear reactors provide electrical energy across our great nation, but during an accident, would you be prepared? Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the protection.
At 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, down, down.
All right, I'm reading a counterpunch article carried out of Democracy Now! Amy Goodman interview with Robert Fisk. Robert's a very award-winning reporter for London Independent, been in the Middle East for over 20 years. And on page 3, do I have evidence that they knew they were coming for? Yes, I do have evidence that this was premeditated. Yes, do I believe that the arsonists were trained and organized from outside who knew whether or not the Americans would be present or whether the American military would defend certain buildings? Yes. And the article goes on talking about premeditated looting and stuff. So I want to make clear that I was reading this in our news. You're saying that, I mean, is there evidence of premeditated looting of structures and buildings and museums, or have you been misquoted in this article, sir?
I didn't really recognize myself in what you were reading, but look, here's the situation, what I wrote about and what actually happened. Number one, the looting originally was spontaneous. People came out of the poor income, low-income areas and started looting cars, tires, car doors, computers, telephones, desks, chairs, doors off any government building. And you could understand why. And we only have to see the number of graves being dug up now from mass graves, dead bodies, to see why people would hate the regime. The key element, however, is that the people who came to burn in the end up to 158 government institutions in Baghdad, institutions which are the infrastructure of any new democratic government, destroyed with their archives, their files, the desks, the computers. The people who came to burn were not the same people as the looters. The looters came along both in terms of the Quranic library, the archaeological museum, the government ministries, to take things which they could sell. The people who came along to burn often came in blue and white buses. I saw one man twice. He pointed a rifle at me the second time because he recognized that I recognized him. These people did not come to loot. They came to burn, to destroy. In other words, they did not make money by burning. They
now, that was about a month ago. I read
after
your article.
The event. You see the difference between looter who takes things to sell and a man who comes to burn and has no money to make from the burning.
Well, I read your article on air. I'm going from memory. But didn't you say in the article, because I remember you talking about having the gun pointed at you, in your article, weren't there troops basically guarding these buses?
No, there were not troops guarding the buses. In each case, with the exception of one incident, I never saw American forces next to buildings that were on fire. I did ask the question in the articles that you read, how come these people were setting fire to buildings? Now, the American version of events was, oh, well, maybe Saddam's people paid them in advance to set fire to government buildings. But this is rubbish. If you or I pay each other $10,000 to go and burn a building, and then the regime who pays us disappears, we don't burn the building. We pocket the money and go home.
Well, the big banks stand.
These people were obviously being paid as the arsonist work was going on.
Well, I know this.
This is the important.
Rumsfeld gave a speech where he said, oh, this is what freedom looks like. People are basically having a little fun. Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, yeah.
This is untidy.
And I remember him saying, a vase, how many vases are there? And actually walking with my feet over broken vases in the museum. It was shameful to listen to Rumsfeld.
Well, he also said that the news was showing one small group of looters, that there really wasn't any widespread looting. You were in Baghdad. What is the true magnitude? The cholera is now there. What is the true magnitude of the degradation there?
There were thousands of looters and thousands of arsonists. I remember watching the Quranic library burn with its 15th century illuminated Qurans being destroyed by fire at 3,000 degrees heat, and I rushed to the public affairs officer of the U.S. Marines in that area of Baghdad and said, there is a Quranic library on fire. It's been set on fire 4 minutes ago. I can give you a map reference and show it on my map. And he picked up a telephone and said, there's some guy here says there's a biblical library on fire. Well, not quite biblical, Quranic, but he got the right idea. But I went back to the seat of the fire and nobody came. There was one incident some days later when the Department of Higher Education Computer Programming Department was set on fire. And I did find a U.S. Marine sitting on a wall next to the burning building. And I came up to him and said, good morning, Marine. Fire, fire, fire. Pointing at the building next door, he said, I'm here, sir, to guard the hospital behind me. We don't know who set fire to this place. We can't look everywhere at the same time.
Okay.
Nice guy. In fact, I called his girlfriend on my satellite phone at his request, but he didn't want to know about the building next door. So there was a willful unwillingness on the part of U.S. forces to deal with this mass sacking and burning in Baghdad.
All right, just a few other questions for you, and we really appreciate London Independent, award-winning writer, joining us, who's been in the Middle East for over 20 years. Trying to understand this, I've seen the photos of Marines cutting gold out of the ceiling. We know there's been looting, and I don't mean of bayonets, I mean of treasures, pictures of media people running out with baubles, with antiquities. Did you see any of that, or did you hear from other journalists about that happening in Iraq?
No, I have to be honest and say that all the looting and arson that I saw, sadly and shamefully, was as a result of Iraqi people themselves. Whether they were paid to do it, whether there was a plan, whether there was a conspiracy. But although I did see Americans deliberately destroying statues of Saddam Hussein, which was hardly a shameful experience of modern art, I didn't see Americans or journalists or Westerners stealing artifacts or stealing paintings or deliberately setting fire to buildings.
Two quick questions. When were you last in Iraq, and they've removed this general who said that we should all be so prideful? They've now got this other envoy in the town of Mosul. They appointed 250 people to, quote, vote for the leaders. I mean, that's ridiculous. It's like I appoint people to vote for me. They now have the big oil companies coming in. They're talking about a pipeline to Israel with the northern Iraq oil. What is really going on? What type of government are they really setting up? What's happening in Baghdad right now?
I left just over 2 weeks ago, and I'm going back in 6 days' time. What is happening is that the Americans are trying to find a way to construct a government which indeed will be friendly to Israel, which will no doubt have an Israeli embassy in Baghdad, a government which will ensure that the oil reserves, the untapped, untold oil reserves of Iraq, will remain in American hands. And you only have to look at the deals being done with Chevron, with Halliburton, through the U.S. military to realize the extent of this control which the Americans will have of the untold wealth of the Iraqi economy. And even the British, who participated in the war, are being cut out of most of the economic benefits. So you can imagine what Mr. Blair feels like at the moment.
And what is happening in England? Is this war still popular? I mean, I know it was actually unpopular in most of the polls, but then once the war was going, they said it was popular. What are you hearing from your homeland of England?
Very simple. Most British people believe they were lied to before the war, lied to during the war, and lied to after the war. There was the normal patriotic feeling that we've got to stand by our soldiers once they were in combat, once they were in theater, as the American phrase goes. But once the war was over, we wanted, I think more than the Americans wanted, to see these weapons of mass destruction for which we'd fought the war. And the weapons of mass destruction have not been found. There is growing cynicism again in the United Kingdom.
Well, they've also been caught putting out
why we went to war.
They've also been caught putting out fake reports. They claimed Africa sold these nuke parks. Turned out that was totally made up. Fake dossiers written by college students. So, I mean, can we believe any weapons of mass destruction find in the future when we've been lied to so many times before?
I don't think so. My concern is that the media, particularly the Americans, but also the British, went along with these stories. I mean, I went to the UN Security Council when Bush spoke, and I went along to the General Assembly when Bush spoke. I went along to the Security Council when Colin Powell spoke. And I remember seeing his pictures of the famous weapons of mass destruction train, the Mobile Chemical Laboratory. And there were digitalized pictures, artist's impression from the Defense Department in the United States of the railway wagons. Now, the United States now controls the entire railroad system of Iraq, and they haven't found the mobile chemical weapons trucks.
What do you make of these trucks they found that they're saying are bioweapon labs?
Well, they're saying they found two lorries whose purpose they cannot find out unless they were bioweapons labs, but they haven't found the evidence in the
trucks.
Well,
they don't have wheels on them there.
We're talking about lorries, trucks on the road for which they were made. You know, I think that probably Saddam had a few nasty weapons of mass destruction buried in the desert somewhere.
But so does everybody. Do they get invaded?
And we went to war for this. We haven't found those trucks.
But, I mean, here's the point I'm trying to make. Everybody's got these type of weapons. I mean, hundreds of countries have got stuff. Are we going to invade all of them? I'm sure you've heard that Rumsfeld's battle plan got leaked to start bombing North Korea as early as October. Does that concern you, or what's your take on that?
Well, I think the point is, if we're really worried about weapons of mass destruction, we would have invaded, or you would have invaded, North Korea before Iraq. If we were worried about human rights abuses, we would have invaded Iraq 20 years ago when Donald Rumsfeld was shaking hands with Saddam Hussein. I don't believe this is about human rights. I don't believe this is about weapons of mass destruction. I think this is about oil. And again, I urge you to go to the documentation of which American companies are going to be permitted to exploit the oil reserves of Iraq. And that is the story. Unfortunately, your journalists in the United States are, by and large, not telling that story.
Well, no,
why
bids.
Is a whole story about the cozying up of journalists and government, of American government departments and U.S. correspondents.
Well, that's what I said about embedded reporters.
It happens in Britain, but not on this scale.
But that's what I said about embedded reporters. Mm. It's been admitted that some of these guys are indeed CIA.
Well, look, I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if the CIA and the KGB and every other intelligence organization doesn't have journalists on all sides in wars. The real problem is not so much whether certain journalists are doubling up as spies, which is a shameful thing for our profession. The real issue is that when you get correspondents whom you put with military forces, they start to believe or to feel that they are part of those forces. They start to wear military costumes. They start to speak like soldiers.
It's a mentality.
One of the most amazing things.
It's a mentality.
It's more than a mentality. One of the most amazing things in 1991 was the number of American journalists who turned up in Saudi Arabia to enter combat wearing military costume. In one case, I remember a guy coming with camouflage boots with leaves painted on the boots. There aren't an awful lot of trees in the desert, as you're aware. And the other strange thing was the way in which many of the military people wanted to write. It always seemed to me that all the soldiers wanted to be journalists, and all the journalists wanted to be soldiers. But the real problem was not CIA, MI6, KGB spies. The problem then, and I think the problem at this war too, was that far too many reporters and journalists and media people felt they were taking part in a historical drama, like a television series.
But I'm talking about
to wear the clothes for the drama, and then became part of the theater and forgot that they were writing and broadcasting to people who wanted to hear the truth.
Well, you're right.
Not
they
the
were
theater.
They were sucked into propaganda, but, and I'll let you go in a second, I appreciate all the time, but when I'm talking about spies here, and again, we have Robert Fisk, a London Independent award-winning reporter, joining us from Lebanon. He's been in Iraq the last few months. He's going back in 6 days. Is that the Pentagon Office of Strategic Influence admitted last year that, quote, we're going to lie to you for your own interest, and now we've seen all these fake news reports that have been proven to be lies. That's what I'm hitting at, and that ties into the Project for New American Century. You got cut short in the last segment on that, so that is the last two questions. What about this Pentagon Office of Strategic Influence admitting they're going to lie to us, giving us a heads up, and then starting the lying, and then on top of that, you do have these embedded CIA people that are filing false stories. That's been confirmed. Your response to that?
Well, first of all, when you're in a war, mercifully, you don't have to listen and watch this rubbish. Unfortunately, I didn't have to. So I missed the reports that you're talking about, and I'm happy I did. I would say that at the end of the day, the responsibility for accuracy and honesty and integrity lies with the journalist. All forces fighting war, whether it be the Pentagon, whether it be the British Ministry of Defense, whether it be the Soviet Ministry of War fighting the Nazis in the Second World War, they will all use every means they can to overwhelm their enemies, and that is part of what war is about. But the journalist should have some kind of different morality here. Many journalists do. Many of my colleagues refuse to accept the propaganda, the lies, and the pressures. Others do not withstand that, and they go along with it because they want to, or because they feel part of the team, or because they become super patriotic when war begins. You can find in your country plenty of reporters who are perfectly sane until a war starts, after which they become insane in their reporting, and then transmogrify.
Okay, you've been in the Middle East for over 23 years. What do you see happening?
27 years, to be precise. 27 years.
Okay, this article says 23. 27 years in the Middle East. I would consider you an expert covering all these wars, the politics, the rest of it. What do you see happening in 5 years? I see our troops still there. I see this being an outpost to attack all these neighbors. What do you see the war map, the economic map, for the next 5 years in the Middle East?
My crystal ball on the Middle East long ago broke. I think the Americans, if they encounter sufficient opposition, which they will be out of Iraq long before 5 years. But I think they will have turned, and this is the great danger, the countries of the Middle East into more than symbolic enemies. They will have turned them into ideological, religious, cultural enemies, and the people of the Middle East will go along with this, and their dictators and their secret policemen will be very happy to maintain power on the basis that America is the great Satan and the people must be guarded against them by emergency laws which will keep the local Arab dictators in power.
So as Hosni Mubarak said,
I think
as,
it's an extremely dark and shameful future which the Middle East has in front of it.
So Hosni Mubarak was right when he said this is going to create 100 bin Ladens.
Yes, and Mr. Mubarak is most worried of all that one of those bin Ladens will shoot him.
All right. Well, I appreciate Robert Fisk joining us. They can read his columns at the London Independent and in many other papers and at Infowars.com on a regular basis. I really do appreciate you coming on the show, and I hope to have you back up after you go back in to Iraq, sir.
You're welcome.
Take care and be careful.
Thank you. Good night.
Bye-bye. All right, folks. There he goes. Appreciate him coming on. And I'm going off the news reports here. Amazing stuff. Go to Infowars.com to read them. I'll come back with some final thoughts and final tidbits. And, yes, I'll plug my videos. They're great films, and it supports the broadcast when you get them. So grab your pens and paper and get ready for that. On the other side of this quick break, but I do have some other news I'm going to hit on. So please stay with me.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Did you hear what Robert Fisk just had to say from London Independent? That they're using terror, they're using it over there for dictatorship, for control. The globalists are actually helping the Hosni Mubarak's and others that are over there, but in the case of Saudi Arabia, it's a destabilizing effect. The globalists are going to move in and take over. Bin Laden, as usual, doing a good job for them. Applied Digital Solutions announces working prototype of subdermal GPS personal location device, specifically designed antenna, and induction-based power recharging method function properly in field testing. Implantable microchips with microscopic wires, just like the RFID chips that power off your body for the cell towers, and the government wants to put these into you and your family. Amazing. And now they're consolidating the media at record speed. Homeland Security to use drones over America. They first said over our cities for anti-terror. That didn't sell very well. So they said, okay, 80-plus percent of you think we have too many illegals here at open borders. We'll put them on the borders and to fight terror. Well, the drones are already in the sky. And a frightening move, Congress moves to block Freudian slip, I wish, to back tactical nukes. Congress moves closer to approving a new generation of small tactical nuclear weapons, despite the warnings of arms control experts. Massive proliferation. Again, the new redesign of the colored money coming out. They're going to devalue the currency. It's already happening. I told you 3 years ago, plus. New colored money, devalue the currency. Right when that happens, call in the greenbacks so you cannot physically pay off debts. Very serious time we are now in right now. And just tons of other amazing reports we didn't get to. They're on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Check both the sites out. Different webmasters, both doing a great job on a daily basis. And, of course, get my videos. I've made 8 of them. 9 of them now. Police State 3, Total Enslavement is now out. The greatest evil that mankind has ever faced is among us. A scientifically crafted global dictatorship sworn to enslave every man, woman, and child. The United States government at all levels has fallen under the control of the desperately wicked New World Order clan. The events of September 11th marked the initiation of the final sick push of the Illuminati to consolidate their one world order and transform Earth into a prison planet. In over 2.5 hours, I chronicle in stunning detail the true character of the globalist, learn their master plan of the bloodthirsty elite to financially, physically, and spiritually imprison not only America, but the world. Total Enslavement is the third installment in my critically acclaimed police state series and is a must-see for all who love freedom. This film documents the nightmare rise of Homeland Security Dictatorship Network, Total Information Awareness Network, Patriot Act 1 and 2, government-run white slavery rings, the new prison surveillance economy, and much more. The very future of humanity depends on exposing government-sponsored terrorism and how the globalists pose as our saviors when, in fact, they are the terrorists. And that's Police State 3, Total Enslavement, 2 hours, 37 minutes, $25.95. You'll want to watch it in three parts. It's long, it's jam-packed, it's dynamic, but to absorb it all, watch it in three parts. I have The Road to Tyranny, over 2 hours, Masters of Terror, about 9-1-1 and the takeover. The book, Descent into Tyranny, only $12, 230 pages. When you order three or more of any of my nine films, they drop down to 20, a big discount. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order. Do it today, tonight, don't wait, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. Don't wait. That's 888-253-3139 or Infowars.com or net. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Don't wait. Get the films. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight Central, on the shortwave at 5.085 and 6890. The Internet, and of course, under local AM or FMs. I want to thank the sponsors, the listeners, the affiliates, the folks running the show, my wife and producer, Violet. I'm Alex Jones signing off. Now get out there and fight the New World Order.
Are you prepared? Seems that more terrorism on our soil is inevitable. Chemical attacks, biological, nuclear, who knows for sure what dangers lie ahead for America. Recent articles have pointed to vulnerability in our ability.